Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. Coming up, part two with Dion.
I just like to tap that center of myself and do stuff that I enjoy and that resonates and that I feel like communicate to somebody. Otherwise, why do it?
So much more coming up from him in just a little bit, but let's kick things off with a band that started rocking together while they were still in high school in San Diego, California, and they're still rocking today. It's the Paladins with Tore Up on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Wasting time getting over you. How can you love me when you say you went through? Tore up, baby. That's all I get from you. Well, you used to let me through with your long black hair. Look into your eyes of blue. But now I can't find you hiding anywhere. I got a feeling that we're through. Tore up from the floor up. Beat up from my feet up. Wasting time getting over you. How can you love me when you say we're through? Tore up, baby. That's all I get from you.
Nikki Hill, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Don't kick, don't miss, I might scratch back. Walking for a change.
Nikki Hill from her project Heavy Hearts Hard Fists with the tune Scratch Back. Have you ever seen Nikki live? If you have, then you know how great she and the band are. If you have not, then you need to. NikkiHillMusic.com has all of the tour dates. We've got part two of our interview with Dion coming up in just a little bit, but let's go back to 1963. Here's Dion getting some help from the Del Satins and Drip Drop.
Yo, hey everybody, this is Dion, the Wanderer. I'm listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with my man, Jammin' James Riley. Keep listening. Yo.
Hey, the roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head. It won't stop. The roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head. I need a mop. I cry so hard, teardrops on my bed. Dribbity drop, yeah. She packed up her bags and she moved out on a midnight train. She got no brain. Me to give me a tip, tip, tip. I said, now listen here, friend. I tell you, I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business? Shut your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said, the roof is leaking. Rain's falling on my head. Oh, yeah. I cry so hard. Teardrops on my bed. All over the floor. That's what I me to give me a tip, tip, tip. I said, now listen here, friend. I tell you, I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business? Close your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said, the rail is leaking. Red's falling on my head. Dribbity drop. Well, I cry so hard. Tears flowing on my bed. On the floor, on the rug.
That's our guest this hour, Dion from 1963 in the song Drip Drop. We got a brand new project from him titled New York Is My Home. You co-wrote 8 of the 10 songs, and we'll talk about some more of those too. The two covers, it's really cool because both of these originated from the 40s. Let's start with the Lightnin' Hopkins tune. I had Billy Gibbons on a couple months ago, and he was talking about when you're in Houston, there's a force there called Lightnin' Hopkins. You just can't escape. And tell me about this cover of Katie May.
Well, first of all, I've been singing this song a long time. I think I did another version of it. But Lightnin' Hopkins is one of my favorite blues guys. I would duck into the Gaslight Cafe on McDougal Street back in the 60s, the mid-60s, and he would be singing, you know, and I just was enthralled with just him and the guitar, and his way of, his poetry was, it was just incredible. I loved his, the boogie feel, I loved his lyrics, I don't know, just, you know, you just can't explain some things. When I was a kid, that happened to me with Jimmy Reed, but, you know, Lightnin' Hopkins, I mean, when you get a song, and he says, you know, Katie May, you know, she don't do nothing but lay up in the bed and read. She walks around like she's got oil wells in her backyard. You never hear this girl hollering and crying about these times being hard. I mean, how could you not do a song like that?
Yeah.
She walks around like she has oil wells in her backyard. I mean, it's just because she makes me feel so good. You know, every dollar for Lightnin' makes. Katie May, do you know I'm going to bring it on home to you? And it's so simple and so profound. It's just such a natural song for Lightnin'. And I tell you, it's a totally natural song for me. I mean, if you listen to it, you know it's coming from the center of where I am. I'm not trying to do nothing. It's just fun to sing.
You know, Kitty Red is a good girl. Folks say she don't run around at night. Tried to get that woman everything in the world she needs. That's why she don't do nothing but lay up in her bed and read. You know she walks around like she had all wheels in her backyard. You never hear that girl moan and cry about these times in her heart. Why people should don't want no other man. You make me feel so good till I don't know what to do. Yes, every dollar put did it made, don't you know? I'm gonna bring it on home.
Another cover on here come from Tampa Red's I Ain't For It. In fact, I think his originally I Ain't Fur It, F-U-R. It was on Bluebird Records, I believe, 42,
right.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, you know, one time I asked Bob Dylan, I asked him to write something about a book I put out. And he wrote, you know, a nice little couple of paragraphs on what he thought of myself and what I, you know, how I sang and, you know, just and what we had in common. And he talked about Tampa Red. He said, you know, it's like Tampa Red. You don't have to spell it out for you. You just read between the lines and you could see the whole story. There's always something to read between the lines. And I found out we were both Tampa Red fans, but I always liked that song, I Ain't For It, because I ain't for it. No, no, no. None of that old jive at all. I'm not for it, you know, running and jumping from man to man. I ain't for it. that the old story, you know, it's self-explanatory, and you know, all those innuendos in those blues songs are just fascinating to me.
Yeah, some woman got a habit I can't even stand, running and jumping from man to man. I ain't for it. Let me tell you, I ain't for it, baby. I'm the nine tall. Tell me, you know they just spent my money, they just have their fun. If they save my honey, don't give away none. I ain't for it, baby.
Fly right.
I ain't for it, mom.
Las Vegas 19 is April 14th through 17th at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, featuring guitar legend Dick Dale. Brian Setzer's Rockabilly Riot.
There's a rockin' in Brighton tonight. Rockin' in Brighton tonight.
The Polecats.
Make a circuit with me.
The Stars of Rockabilly Show with Sleepy LaBeef. The Doo-Wop All-Star Show with Bobby Hendrix, Jack Scott, Rocky Burnett and Daryl Higham, Big Sandy and his Flyride Boys, Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang, Jay Milano, Restless, and over 50 more artists.
But that's not all.
Burlesque Show, Deke's Guitar Geek Show, Car Show, Burlesque Bingo, Pool Parties, and so much more. It's Viva Las Vegas 19. For tickets and information, go to VivaLasVegas.net and we'll see you there.
There's a rumble in Brighton tonight!
Hey, we're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard I Ain't For It from our guest, Dion. We're talking about his latest project, New York Is My Home. And we'll get back to that in just a moment. But let's go back to 1989, the year Dion was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. From the album Yo Frankie, it's Drive All Night.
Just can't wait now.
one desire. You're the reason my arms are open. Your sweet emotion, it set my heart on fire. I'm gonna drive all night until the morning light. I'm gonna roll till dawn. I got the windows down, I got the radio on. I'm gonna drive all night and just to hold you tight. We're gonna be so free, just me for you and you for me. Girl, I should've known better. I nearly let you go. If I'd have had my way, I would've made your mind a long time ago. And with a little understanding and just a little bit of love, go a long, long way. Let me show you what I've been thinking of.
Drive All Night, that's our guest Dion. That goes back to 1989 from the album Yo Frankie. Now, while the rest of the record was produced by Dave Edmonds, this song was written and produced by Bryan Adams. We're talking with Dion about his brand new project, New York Is My Home. There's a great new tune you wrote, The Apollo King. It's interesting, you know, if I'm transported back in time and I can hear, you know, Carl Perkins playing on this song. I mean, just a fantastic song. Tell me about this story here.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. In rockabilly, the guitar, especially Carl Perkins, what he's playing on guitar are like horn parts. If you go to the Apollo and you listen to horn parts, that's what he's playing on the guitar. It's so similar. So, you know, I wanted to catch, and I love Carl Perkins. He's one of my favorite people in the world. You know, his music, talk about a natural. I wanted to just to catch the feeling I felt the first time my buddies and I went to the Apollo Theater back in 1957. It was like going to, another country, a different world. The energy, I was a teenager, and you take the subway and you get there, and there's all this anticipation, and you buy the ticket from a girl in the booth who's like exotic looking, you know, and now you're more excited, and you get inside and the lights go down, and then the music starts, and Big Al Sears, I'm 16 years old, or 17 years old, and Big Al Sears comes walking out on the stage with his white suit, his white hat. You know, he had the vest on and his tennis sacks. He blew my mind. It was like he comes walking out to the center of the stage and it's like, I was like just, you know, enthralled. You know, so the song is trying to capture that. It's a tribute to Big Al Sears and the great sax men that played at the Apollo Theater, you know, King Curtis and, Ray Prysock. And they all played wild, like they were just let out of a cage. And that's the feeling I wanted to convey, all that energy and the stuff that changed my life. Totally. It worked its way into my music in a lot of ways. You know, in fact, all the Run Around Sue and Ruby Baby and The Wanderer and I Wonder Why, all those songs. When I put the group together in the Bronx, these three guys, they always sang horn parts, whether it was the Del Santons or the Belmonts or the groups that sang on my early records, they were singing horn parts that I heard at the Apollo Theater. So I finally got to write it, you know, about he deserved the song, Big Al Sears. He was the Apollo King, the heart of the Apollo, you know?
Went down to Harlem Friday night with the boys. Down to the
when the lights went down. I heard a bad beat rattle me toward the crown. Rhythm getting ready, Sexton Jack's this town. Then a big gal see us come walking out on the stage.
The Apollo King talking about Big Al Sears from our guest Dion and his latest project, New York Is My Home. Track two on this record, Can't Go Back to Memphis. Yeah, I go visit Memphis at least once a year, you know, just try to soak in the vibe. So tell me why I can't go back.
Well, with this poor guy, you know, he lost face completely. So he's, be careful. You go with the wrong girl and she turns your life upside down. This poor guy, he got burnt, and he burnt a lot of bridges, and then he just got burnt himself, and the preachers told him, cops told him, they knew he would do anything for this girl, and he was getting in trouble. And in the end, he got burnt. I guess he kind of like, you know, like all of us, when we're young, the whole world revolves around us, and it's like, yo, the kid is here. And now he's got this reputation that he made a kind of became a fool, so he, in a way. So he's like, I can't go back to Memphis. All the people, you know. So that was a fun song to do, man. It was like, you know, I love Memphis and the blues and that whole vibe. And Jimmy played slide guitar on it. It's one of my favorite songs on the album.
I can't go back to Memphis. the police know my name. I can't go back to Memphis. All the police know my name. They know that I steal for you, girl. They know I ain't got no shame. I can't go back to Memphis. All the preachers know me well. I can't go back to Memphis. All the preachers know me well. I called you my salvation. They told me you was hell. I was a young boy down in Memphis. I owned that city, then lost my soul to that lady. Can't go back again if you see my baby. Don't you tip your hat. She'll take you with her brown eyes, boy. She'll take you just like that.
The sounds of sirens, subways, and busy crowds of people makes Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion feel right at home. New York Is My Home is the latest project from Dion and co-produced by Jimmy Vivino, featuring guest vocals by fellow New Yorker Paul Simon on the title cut.
I'm not alone. New York is my home.
New York Is My Home contains 8 new Dion compositions and 2 choice blues covers. The result is pure rock and roll from the legend that's lived a lifetime defining it.
I can't go back to Memphis. I'm just got to roam.
Dion, New York Is My Home.
Big Al Sears. Honking, moaning, rocking around your spread. Oh, yeah.
New York Is My Home from Dion. Available from Instant Records. This is Jammin' James Riley, and a moment ago we heard Can't Go Back to Memphis. That's our guest, Dion. We're talking about his latest release, New York Is My Home. Another fun rocker, Ride With You. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Yeah, this is a guy who's having his problems, but he meets this girl who sees great potential in him. And she keeps pulling him up, you know, with great encouragement and edifying him. And he thinks, well, I'm going to stick with her. And, you know, eventually he turns towards the sunshine and becomes free, the freedom of excellence, you know. you know, the line that I love, I think I took it from a Kenyan quote. It's one of my favorite quotes. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm going to ride with you. So that's where that song's coming from.
This brand new project, New York Is My Home. You know, even last year, a couple projects came out, recorded live at the Bitter End, some kind of a compilation of some tunes from the August 71 shows. And even the Born to Be With You reissue. I happened to notice that album you did with Spectre. What else is coming up for you in 2016?
Well, you know, I just did a documentary with a great documentary guy. He really knows how to tell the story, and he came to me, and I got on board with it. Again, I went up to New York, We spent like 5 days in a studio. I did my oldest stuff with a group called Brooklyn Dreams, who Donna Summer's husband, Bruce Sedano's in that group. They were out in the 70s, great group. So I did my early songs with them. Then I spent the day doing maybe 8 songs with Jimmy Bovino, just him and I. It was one of the greatest days I ever spent in my life. It was a perfect day for me because I've never had an opportunity like that, just to sit in the studio with a great guitar player as he is and just do songs like Written on the Subway Wall, King of the New York Streets, Apollo King, some of the others on the album. It was totally like free abandon, intuition, just all intuitive stuff. It was not planned. It was just coming from a heart to heart. I just enjoyed it. And then the next day I came in with my guitar and I did a lot of solo stuff like Abraham, Martin, and John. I had the pleasure of doing The Truth Will Set You Free in Montcalm Church in the Bronx, standing at the altar in my old neighborhood and singing The Truth Will Set You Free and a song called The Best, 2 gospel songs.
Yeah.
How enjoyable was that? Then I went down to the marketplace and I sang with, it seemed like the whole, there were like maybe 30 cops in the marketplace, and I sang Teenager in Love with them. And they were just there, but I don't know how that happened, but we had a ball. So I think what I'm trying to say, it's a long way to say I got a documentary coming out.
Something you told me one time was pretty profound, because we were talking about just how energized and things you were. And sometimes that pressure to have a hit album is pretty intense. And something you said, Paul Simon had mentioned to you one time, that he was kind of a little under the radar making Graceland because there was no pressure to make a new, hit album and something. And sometimes when there's not that pressure, you feel relieved to make some great music. And that's what I felt about the last several projects from you. They're just so fantastic. It didn't feel like, a record label's breathing down your neck to, it has to be this, it has to be a radio edit, all these pressures put on you. It just felt like you were free to do what you wanted to do.
Absolutely. There was somebody who wanted to put a lot of money behind this album, and finance it, but there was so many kind of like, I don't know if there were suggestions or demands, or the pressure started building. And I said, I can't do an album like this. So I bowed out, and Jimmy and I did it on our own dime, and we had a great time doing it. If you make music that cannot be denied, that's all. I just want to do something good. That was my focus all my life. I never thought of the money if you keep wanting to do this for this one or that one, it becomes half-hearted, or I don't know, there's something, it becomes truncated or something. I don't know. I just like to tap that the center of myself and do stuff that I enjoy and that resonates and that I feel I could communicate to somebody. Otherwise, why do it? It's just, that's what's enjoyable to me. So I hope you all like it. And it's good talking to you, James. I enjoyed it. I'm glad we got together.
Absolutely.
And I'll see you soon.
Sorry.
God bless.
Thanks a lot, Dio. Talk to you soon.
Stay well.
And I show a rosy on my chest, 'cause I'm a wanderer. I roam from town to town.
It's the second annual Nashville Boogie Vintage Weekender.
It's a Nashville Boogie, boogie to the break of dawn.
May 12th through the 15th at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville Palace. In Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. Musical guests include Reverend Horton Heat, the Queen of Rockabilly, Wanda Jackson, the Blasters, Hokey Lafarge, and over 30 more artists including Dale Watson, James Enfield, Slim Jam Phantom, Tibbs Preston, Levi Dexter, the Planet Rockers, Marcel Pontempi, Big Sandy and his Flyride Boys, the Go-Getters, Rosie Flores, Woody Pines, Hillbilly Casino, Chris Casello, and lots more. And don't forget the Western Roundup Fashion Show by Riley Reed, the Pinup Pageant by Bernie Dexter, and the Indoor Pre-1972 Car Show, and the Sunday Night Grand Finale Party at the Grand Ole Opry featuring Chris Isaac. It's the Nashville Boogie Vintage Weekender. For tickets and information, go to NashvilleBoogie.com, and we'll see y'all here. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, roots, early country, and rock and roll. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, just a moment ago, we heard The Wanderer, released in November of 1961 by Dion, who was our guest this hour. Big thanks to him for spending time with us and talking to us about his brand new project, New York Is My Home, on Instant Records. It's available now. Now, find us online for archive shows and other fun things. You can also send your requests, ideas for future interviews, comments, whatever you want to do. It's rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Now let's get going with the music, shall we? From Adelaide, South Australia, here's the Lincolns with their cover of Chuck Berry's You Never Can Tell on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. Now the young monsieur, madame, rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished up an apartment in a two-room Roebuck sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. And now Pierre found work, the little money come and worked out well. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a high-five phone on board that they let it blast. Several hundred little records were all a rock and rhythm and jazz. When the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up gin, it was a cherry red of 53. Drove it down New Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. Who was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle? C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Well, we you. All your children won't rock, mama. All your children won't roll. We won't roll, won't rock, won't bop till we pop. All your children won't rock. Now rock, go. Well, every night when it's quiet and still, you can hear it echoing. Youngins are doing the bop. All them children wanna rock, mama. All your children wanna roll. They wanna roll, wanna rock, wanna bop till they pop. All your children wanna rock, rock, go. Hey, let's rock it. Hey, well, all your children wanna rock, mama. All your children.
This is Levi Dexter, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. Tune in and rock out.
Love that hair, long and black, hanging down to the middle of your back. Don't cut it off, whatever you do. I need it to run my fingers through, cause you're my baby. You're my sugar. Yeah, don't mean maybe. You're my baby. Well, I got me a dollar, got it saved, saved it up for a rainy day. Everybody coming for bills at you. They don't catch me, I'll spend it on you, cause you're my baby. You're my sugar. Well, I don't mean maybe. Yeah, you're my baby. A guitar, got six strings, and a picker to make them ring. Every string's gotta know what to do, cause I'm gonna use them to serenade you, cause you're my baby. You're my sugar. Well, I don't mean maybe. Yeah, you're my baby. Well, I got me a gal who says she's mine, but she runs around on me all the time. Now she's gone and we're all through. I got them flipped over you, cause you're my baby. You're my sugar. Well, I don't mean maybe. Yeah, you're my baby. Yeah.
Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers from the album All Through the Night, or the cover of You're My Baby. Carl Perkins before that with his 1956 Sun Records release, All Mama's Children. Now we have time for one more from the 1956 film The Girl Can't Help It, and released as a single in 1957, the one and only Eddie Cochran and 20 Flight Rock.
Ooh, well, I gotta get over the record machine when it comes to rockin', she's a queen. We love to dance on a Saturday night. All alone where I can hold her tight. But she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevator's broken down, so I walk one, flight three, flight four, five, six, seven, flight eight, flight more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm already to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, she calling me up on the telephone. She come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with her aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked one, two, five, three, five, four, five, six, seven, five, eight, five more.
Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag a 15th before where I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, it's into Chicago for repairs. Till it's a fixed, I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. Oh, my baby, too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. To find my corpse draped over a rail. But I climb 1, 2, flight 3, flight 4, 5, 6, 7, flight 8, flight more. Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag. Well, the 15th floor, I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
That's Eddie Cochran with 20 Flight Rock. Now, Eddie was tragically killed in 1960, but his music still lives on. He was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, as a matter of fact. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, stay tuned for more great music and interviews in episodes to come. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.